This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have my good friend, fellow funny lady, stand-up comic extraordinaire, Tammy Pascatelli. Welcome back to Juicy Scoop and welcome back to LA.
Thank you for having me, my friend. I love you. You look beautiful. You look sunshiny. You're a true California girl.
I am wearing the sexy version of the outfit that so many female comics wear on stage, which is the I work at a Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, the Rosie the Riveter.
Yes.
Right.
But I just bought this yesterday. It's a short version, shorts, but it really is comfortable. And I really see why female comics make it their uniform.
And it's really sexy too. Like, cause you have great legs. It's short. It looks like you're going to either have sex with someone or change their oil. That's it. That's one of the two things you're going to do. You look great.
I love it. Go to heathermcdonald.net. I have all my dates. Tammy, what's your next date? Let's just do it at the top. Where's your next shows coming?
I have shows in Kenosha, Wisconsin at the Kenosha Comedy Club. You can come see me there. In Boston at the end of June. I mean, I don't know.
Where can they find you? And then we'll do it at the end too. But Tammy,
not at my house. Don't follow me to my house. Go to pescatelli.com.
Awesome. Okay, now let's get into some juicy stories. So, Megan Thee Stallion is being sued by a former employee who says that he was traumatized because allegedly he was in a limo with her and he was like her camera guy, I guess, for social media or video. And she was getting together with another woman and she forced him to watch and he did not want to be there. And then he said afterwards, he went from being a full-time employee to a gig employee, and now he's suing. And her people are like, this is ridiculous. This is just like a money grab thing. And, I mean, the comments were pretty hilarious, as you can imagine.
It's amazing to me how we grew up in such a different time that these stories that these people are suing for were all stories that they wrote into Penthouse. Dear
that
Bob.
That is so true. These are just fantasies.
Yeah, they were just all these great things. And now celebs are having to pay for it. I'm just saying, what is the point of being a celebrity if you can't have bad behavior and unbridled sex? That was the whole point of getting famous and being rich.
Well, she and her people deny it. And he's asking for millions of dollars. He's never going to be the same. He's traumatized. Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Has now said she finally spoke on her sexuality, saying, I wanted my face in a vagina. She said, I wasn't going to speak about this, but I've always been attracted to girls. And then one day I just woke up and I was like, all I want is my face to be in a vagina. And I'm like, tell us how you really feel, Billie.
But it was when you were born. It was already there. Like, you didn't have to. Like, it was. That's how you work. You're born face up, right in a vagina. That's how it works. So
she wrote a
return
song
to the motherland.
Going to lunch, munch. I don't know.
It's the new kissed a girl. I kissed a girl's vajayjay, and I liked it. Now, I mean, what do we do? Go. Be
I mean,
you.
It's not a shock or anything. She has dated guys, but whatever. And then this story, just as we're keeping in the late in life, Les, you know, or early in life for Billie. Yeah. Mel B had a relationship with a woman for like 5 years in the early 2000s, and they're still very friendly. And she just said that, you know, they were, you know, she's fluid and all of this. Yeah. But I'm kind of like, when was this?
No, I
must
think
have
I
been
remember.
Okay.
I think it was right before the Eddie Murphy stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I think
she had a child with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. And then I remember this happening because it was so scandalous at the time, because women weren't out like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't so you know, typical or topical. Like, you know, that was a, they had to pay off National Enquirer, I'm sure. They didn't hide it. They just paid a lot of money to hide it.
Or did they hide it? I wonder if there's like people that are like, oh my God, why didn't I get this attention? I was a lesbian for a minute and it didn't help me at all. I didn't get any articles. Maybe they didn't hide it, but like nobody cared.
I just want you to notice the jumpsuit.
It's
That's
back
what
in.
I want you to see. I
the
want
jumpsuit,
you to see.
The jean jumpsuit, Good American, shout out to Khloe Kardashian, makes a really cute jumpsuit in a short version like that, jean, and also the whole body. And I remember J-Lo was the one that kind of made that famous in the early 2000s. But you need a curvy body to make that work.
Yeah, you do.
You need an ass.
Here's the thing. Some things are really cute, but let's also talk about, that's adorable that you have on right there, right? It is. But we just went to the restroom before we came here, and it did take you about 7 minutes to get in and out. Right? I mean, listen, you can do it because you're quick and fast. And I'm a little bit older than you. And if I have to go to the bathroom, I don't have the 7 minutes. All right? I don't have the time to do all the... If I could have a Velcro in my crotch, I think I would do
like
that.
Like a dude?
No, like a baby. I just want to do the baby thing and just walk around just like that.
So anyway, there... Yeah, I think it was when it went like Spice Girls... Then I think maybe she had like one kid or maybe not.
Yeah.
Then she had this. Then it was Eddie Murphy. Then it was America's Got Talent.
That crazy guy, though. She dated, well, allegedly crazy, right?
Oh, wasn't she?
Her husband was really super controlling.
Wait, wasn't that Belafonte's son? Wasn't she married to him, too?
I don't remember. She's had some really public relationship.
This is probably the nicest one she had. That's why she's probably looking on it fondly now.
I think
she was like, that was the only normal person I dated because she was a woman.
She was part of that. I think he alleged that she was with a woman.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, look, people need to find who they are. That's fine. Whenever it takes, you don't know who you are really until your 40s anyway. I mean, she looks great. They just did that whole reunion where... they sang the karaoke song so nobody there could sing it. I mean, how about that? What if the Spice Girls was your go-to karaoke song and then you go to Posh's birthday party and they just take it from you?
She said, I fell in love with a woman for 5 years. An experiment doesn't last 5 years. So she's saying it wasn't an experiment, but, you know, she's fluid and... She said, I don't see any fear. Why would I have fear? I'm not a fearful person. As soon as I left home, I lived my life fully... So she's, you know, doesn't fear homophobia in any way. And then, but also Billie Eilish, I found the lyrics to her song. I could eat that girl for lunch. Yeah, she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I can never get enough. No, I don't know how the song
goes.
But every Billie Eilish song is like, let me just, I don't know how this song goes. So someone's going to be like, that's not how it goes. But like, it was like, I could eat that girl for lunch.
It's opera.
Yeah, she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one.
Listen, I'm no prude. I don't care what you do. But is there anything else to sing about anymore? Is it all sex? Is it all sex? Does anybody look at flowers, watch birds? I mean, do you read a book?
I was in the car with my son, so he turns on his music, which are all the songs that, you know, have the dirty words or whatever. And I'm just like, oh my God. And he goes, could you just stop that? I felt like such an old lady. I was like, Brandon, like, this is horrible. Like, these words are horrible. It's so, the girl raps, got like so hardcore about like getting it wet and sticking like everything.
Yeah. Well, Prince had the Dirty album, right?
Yeah.
And he had Darling Nikki, where he talked about, you know, can I say it?
I don't even know. I feel like so many of those things were over my head. I didn't
really
even get it.
You never heard? I knew a girl named Nikki. You
no,
had
I
to
remember
know that.
The song, but I don't know what
masturbating
was
masturbating with a magazine. You had to know what that was.
Well, it's masturbating with a magazine, but I mean, it was spelled out for you. Was there some secret thing that was worse in it that went over my head?
No. Oh. I'm just saying there was just, he had Erotic City.
Okay.
Weekend to the Dawn. Making love till something. I don't want to say things because I don't even want to say them now, even though I knew I didn't even sing them back then. So I guess they were, it's not shocking. It's been done.
Yeah.
We talked about it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know half the stuff. There's other things, though, too. It took me till I was in my 20s to understand that the Village People meant because they were gay men from the East Village in New York.
My mom said she didn't even know that women could be gay until she was like 30. She thought only men could be gay.
That's Catholic.
Yeah.
Except that she didn't realize that some of the nuns were just hanging out. Yeah. That's the reason, because nun was N-O-N-E.
I remember one Christmas my sister Shannon gave me this book. I was in high school, but she knew I would love it. And it was like Secrets of Lesbian Nuns. I'm like, thank you. I loved reading that book. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
It's only in the secret book. They didn't talk about being a lesbian.
Did it have a decoder ring?
No, but in the book it talked about like these women's stories of like the convent and everything. And then I listened to this podcast about Mother Teresa.
Wait, stop yourself, Heather. I got a whole life that I've lived to go to heaven. So if you're gonna jinx my heaven entry pass right here, like I got the special VIP, I got the close parking. I've been working really hard. So watch what you're about to say with your Mother Teresa thing, because I might just have to put a disclaimer.
Well, then don't look it up.
Come on, for real?
Not that she was a lesbian.
Oh, that's what I thought you were saying.
I wish that was all it was.
No, she was mean.
She was a mean bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was kind of thirsty and it was very, you know, definitely cult-like. It wasn't, the work that they were doing was not the nuns I knew that taught, like, there's the nuns that are nurses and there's the nuns that are teachers and then there's the ones that, like, help the poor, whatever. Yes, they were helping the poor, but it was such a PR thing about Mother Teresa in that time. And, you know, Catholic girls, you know, did get sucked into it. It's very, very juicy. But there were some women that told their story that, you know, were attracted to women and that type of thing that found themselves in this really kind of, it was sort of culty. People are going to be mad that I said that. But if you listen to this thing, just look it up. It is juicy as hell.
No, you can't be mad. You can't be a saint all the time. You have to have a few moments off of sainthood. There has to be, you know.
The story I remember from it that was the most. So this woman tells her story that she was kind of like Mother Teresa's like Girl Friday or whatever, like her assistant. And she was a nun too. And they go on this plane and everyone's like, oh my God, we're on the plane with Mother Teresa. You know, she's, you know, this little tiny thing humbled over. And she said, Can we get a bag to gather all the extra food on the plane that wasn't used so that I can bring it to the poor? And so they bring her this. Everybody's like, oh, my God, they're giving their lunch. They're buying, you know.
Hannah Yoda, all
yeah,
the extra
they get,
peanuts.
And she gets this big bag. Oh, thank you. And then they got off the plane and she threw it away. It was just like for looks. That's this woman's story.
Well, we know that sometimes people lie. Let's also know that maybe one day Mother Teresa forgot her assistant's name. I mean, she was 100, you know.
Okay, first of all, you know this supposed ban of TikTok is happening.
Yes.
Biden said no to TikTok unless an American company buys it because he doesn't trust that, you know, whatever, the Chinese are not taking all our information.
And I just have to say this. I am not for censorship, clearly, as someone who works with words. But as someone who doesn't have high numbers on TikTok, I would love that the field would level a little bit because literally all of us who have like 30 years in an industry got obliterated by someone who just had a phone and, you know, we didn't know what to do.
So I follow a lot of people that are like great creators that give scoop, but I too, you know, work really hard to put my stuff out there and it doesn't really like pop as much as other when I put it on other places. But I did see that the kids that are in like China, that their TikTok feeds, it's all educational, great stuff that they make them see.
Yeah.
Yet our people here are seeing the worst stuff. Sometimes it's radicalization of like, you know, things that are just not true. And, you know, making us dumber. So there's that with your kids.
Yeah.
But I, too, agree with the no censorship. However, this thing I found out, this is Rin and Jacqueline. And this little girl is only 4 and has 17 million followers because her mom is doing it. And there's a lot of people thinking the mom.
Jean-Benet.
the mom knows what she's doing, though, in that she will have her do things that can be seen as very sexualized. And some people won't recognize that it's sexualized because they're just, you know, following her. But you can see they dressed her up and she put this makeup on. And it has down here 26,000 and 800 people saved it. So why are you saving it?
I'm a little sick.
This one, she's eating a popsicle. And all she does is sit there. There's no sound, no music. It's just her eating, sucking on the popsicle at 2 years old. And the really disturbing thing is, not only is that disturbing, but you can, with AI now, replace that image with something else. And she has no, well, I mean, she's just a two-year-old. She doesn't know what's going on. And I think some of these parents are like, well, it's not like she's out of my care, but her image without her consent, and she's very recognizable. She has a very unique face. And this is going to be out there forever.
And you can find, like, ever since, you know, I told you my best friend Laura, the police officer, and I, we do The Cop and the Comedian, which yes, everybody's been so cool to follow. I've had the hardest time deprogramming a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's very hard. And it's there. We've talked to experts that are like, you should never put any child on the internet right now. It's not the old days. It's not the place where your relatives could see what was going on with your child. Right now, there are pedophiles that are combing the internet to take those pictures, to replace those photos. When you put makeup on your kids, even though we know it's cute and it's adorable to us because we know in what spirit we did it, there is someone who is now in your home.
Well, also the woman, Jacqueline, her Instagram is private. Her life is very private. She doesn't share anything about herself, yet her four-year-old, who's been, she's been filming since birth and has accumulated 17 million followers and is probably, I'm sure, supporting the whole family.
Might not even be, that child might, we don't even know the mother. You don't even know if they know her?
No, I mean, they're real people. They're real people. But I'm saying, like, how is it okay that you exploit your child like that? Like, you know, I have a lot more respect for the mom who's doing OnlyFans. That's the mom.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, your kid is not asking for this. They can't consent to their images being around for the rest of their life.
No, and it's really hard, too, because, like, if you say something to somebody, like, I'll never forget saying something to, like, I had a friend that was putting up these videos of their daughter who was amazing
right
in gymnastics, but tiny little suit and all that out. And it's just like local gymnastics. And I said, I'd be very careful because people are really, really sick. And she was like, oh, that's how you think. How do you? And I'm like, yeah, I know I think that way. I wish I didn't. But I think
that
way.
Talk to anybody who's ever been in the FBI and they'd agree with you.
I think that way because it's real.
Yeah.
Like, it's real.
Okay, I wanted to talk about,
let's do it.
The Vanderpump is so good, and so is The Valley. Mm-hmm. And Sheena got very upset with Tom in the last episode because he said, God, you cheated too, you know? And she was like, I was 21, it was 2006, this guy lied to me, how would she know? It's not like Eddie Cibrian was some famous actor. He was like a soap guy or something or a small. And so she believed that he was separated, whatever. And God, let's not forget, the only reason Vanderpump Rules is here is because Sheena Shea had an affair with Brandy Glanville's husband, who was a serial cheater. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty great when she brought that up to him.
Well, here's the thing. I texted you.
Yeah.
And I said, all of this point, he kept waiting. Tom kept waiting for Raquel or Rachel, whatever her name is, to come back.
Right.
If she'd have come back, Rachel, you better believe, would have been marching her unabashed behind up into that house with Ariana there. And he would have had her there. They'd have been frolicking in the pool. He was keeping that house for her and their babies. That was the whole point. If she'd have been back on this show, you would have really seen what the dementia that was happening with him, where he was going to just have her be part of it. He has no respect for any of it. I've never been a huge Brock fan, I'll be honest. I didn't not like him. I just, you know, I always thought, like, he doesn't understand the nanny situation because God bless, but he wasn't there when his children were little. He was over here, so he didn't understand what it went through, right? Why she wouldn't want to do that. But when Brock stood up for her, I thought that was pretty good. Brock physically put himself in between Tom and Sheena, and Sheena was hot. Like, that's not a friend. I don't know why she'd ever want to talk to Tom again.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Friends don't bring up all that stuff. I feel like this season is such a... It's like, you know that saying with friends like that who needs enemies?
Yeah.
That poor Katie, I don't know them from Adam.
Yeah.
But has anybody a respecter of what she's been through in the past couple of years? Do you now see what Tom did to that girl Joe?
Tom Schwartz,
how
yeah.
How she flipped out in 4 months, whether she was before or not.
Right.
She's now, because he lied and let her on it.
Right.
He gaslit Katie for a decade.
Yes.
Maybe she was tequila Katie because he was shoving her off the cliff all the time.
Right.
Why don't we get a little bit of grace for this woman right there? You
absolutely.
Know? Like, I think we're forgetting about grace. You know,
yeah.
You get mad at Ariana for staying, or I never say it correctly. So
She says you can say it either way, I
yeah,
guess.
You
I
know,
guess there's not a correct way. But yeah.
We all have to move at our own pace with things, you know? I get when Sheena's having a hard time saying that she doesn't trust Brock with Lala, not because of them. I had a cousin whose husband cheated. I was there the day they met. You believe in that love. You believe, and when you see a friendship that you really, or a couple really break up because of something like that, you're like, oh my gosh, it's like getting hit by a 2x4.
Yeah.
You start thinking intrusive thoughts. So I think they're all really going through it. It would have been really neat to invoke a doctor. They should all be going through group therapy. That's how they should take this to the next level.
Well, I think this is a level of group therapy, the show. Now, the Valley was very explosive last night. We had a shocking guest star show up. That is me. As you can see,
nails.
My bracelet and my nails
oh,
and my glove. They just focused on me at Jack's losing hair party for his product. Here I am in the back, just talking.
There you are, beautiful.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Anyway, a lot of people are like, why are you there? And I'm like, because I was invited and why wouldn't I go?
This whole thing is him laying the groundwork to leave her. You know that one episode when the Toms on Vanderpump were going, oh, she's so mean to me. Ariana's mean to you? Oh, yeah. She discounts me. She puts me down. She belittles me, dude. This whole thing is setting up. Oh, we never have sex. I almost felt like when he was talking to Jasmine, he was like trying to say, hey, we never have sex, you know, my wife and I. And
but
just
Jasmine
in case,
is the one who brought it up.
I
mean, it was a very set scene, obviously, to have the conversation.
I feel
but like,
so bad. I don't know. You know, I got caught in that whole thing with all these fake accounts
right.
saying I know anything about their life. I don't. I'm just a viewer. I don't know them at all. I just feel like it's really sad. I also think that it's very funny that Kristen, who went so hardcore for Ariana with Tom, then kept it a secret for a year that her friend had a boyfriend and was cheating on her husband. Like, her morality level is kind of...
Well, the argument would be, I'm friends with Michelle. I'm not... And who knows how good friends they really were. But the whole thing is, I kept my girlfriend's secret. But you're right. That's the same thing Tom Schwartz did. Now, there's not I don't know the friendship history, but what does it matter if you're friends for 6 months or 6 years? You're right. That's a really good point. So on the Valley, the latest episode, you know, they start getting in the fight because the realtor guy... You know, is freaking out, feeling insecure
Jesse.
And all this. And he has another moment where he slams the table and they're going after. I like that Kristen's boyfriend stands up for her,
I
too.
I loved it.
And I love the other guy, the cutie patootie. What's
those
his name?
Those two, Nia and Danny, they steal it. We love them.
Yeah. Yeah. The one. Wait, he's not in the photo.
He's right there with his vest on, having a good time. He's sitting. He
no,
looks
no,
so tiny.
No, he's a dad. But wait, the Brittany's gay best friend.
Luke.
He's
Luke,
not in the poster.
I can't figure out if Luke has a wig on or is that
no,
a hair
I
hat?
I met him in person. It's his hair.
It's amazing hair.
So anyway, I mean, I love that he was like physically keeping everybody apart and no one seemed to address that. But then Kristen finally was like, yeah, fuck you. I kept your secret that you had a boyfriend for a year. Well, now they are separated. She already is out going around with another boyfriend. I don't know if that was the same guy or a different one, but they're done. And it's just very... very real to see all that.
It's hard for me. Here's real quick just to say, since it's all new, I don't know if does Jesse have a point to be crazy and be rude because his wife is cheating, or is she cheating because he's crazy and rude? Is Brittany drinking too much and so now Jack's alienated, or is she drinking too much because Jax has alienated her?
Right.
I don't know yet. I don't know who I side with yet in this show, but I'm interested in it. It's a really, really, really good show.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I mean, I like Jax and Brittany a lot. You know, it's hard to say if someone can get past this time or not. I think it's like if you give yourself that breather time to separate and explore other things, I do think, as someone who's been married a long time who's never done that, I think your chances are way less.
Of getting back together?
Of getting back together.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really do. You have to get through the hate.
Yeah.
And you have to still, like, whatever it is, and hope that in the marriage, things will get better. And this was a rough patch. Everybody that I've ever talked to, not everybody, but several people I talked to, I remember when I was in like year 10 of marriage, I talked to this woman and they were at 24 and they were like years of marriage and they were sexy and fun. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I aspire to be you. How did it work? And she was like, it wasn't always good. Like,
no.
It wasn't always good. And she didn't get into the details of what their issue was because every marriage is different. But like, ugh, you know, like really being able to like whatever. But then, yeah, would it be great, like I said, if everyone could just have like a sabbatical like for a year and
no,
then get
back
together?
Back.
But it doesn't really work that way. So
and you can't erase that sabbatical. What happens in between? It's really hard to overcome. Like,
yeah,
you had your problems. Then what happens in between? Like my husband and I, listen, we're crazy Italians.
Yeah.
We've had really rough patches, but we've stayed in, because I'm like, if you leave, then the door shuts.
Yes.
Like, it's done. You have to. And I had a friend that told me, someone has to love someone more in every moment. Like, I have to love him enough for the both of us while he's mad. She has to love him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You have to balance it out because
that's
no one's
point.
Perfect. There's no 50-50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever.
But, you know, I mean, we also didn't have cameras in our face for 10 years. So that makes
a
huge difference.
And I don't know how you dipping in and out of it. Because I couldn't. I don't want to know them because I want to enjoy it.
I want to get into Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Okay.
To just tell you what is happening right here. So it's about to air any day now, the new season.
Yes.
They're not. Teresa and Melissa never film together. So we've heard.
Yeah.
This whole thing is happening with these accounts.
Yeah.
And
who said something about Louis and then got botted account, you know, got all that
tell
stuff.
Tell what happened.
So I said some bad things about Louis last
Teresa's
time I was on
husband.
The show
uh-huh.
publicly. Not bad. Just like joking that he was red, right?
Yeah.
That he was the cause. I felt like his, as a husband, he should have tried to make it more peaceful than separate. That's a spouse should never separate you from your family. You should try or stay neutral unless they're absolutely horrid people. I said that on this show. Shortly thereafter, I had an account that posed as me that went on a lot of public accounts and said horrible things about people, like for weeks. And went to Jackson Brittany's, some reality post, and said that I said that I knew for a fact that he was no longer attracted to her because she gained weight. Odd, right? Very odd.
I mean, it's very...
Bo Dito follows me. I don't know. Let's ask Bo.
Well, I did a video about bots and people faking, you know, you could Photoshop something saying someone liked something, that all this exists, and then it causes all these problems with people in this business. And you then go, well, who is the puppet master that could be stirring all of this so that people are no longer friends with each other? That's the ultimate revenge, is that you lose, you know, people that you may have liked or have people think of you in a poor way. This is why I said on the show last week, like they should do what Australia does with reality stars. And I mean, it's too late now with these people, but with anybody new, take their Instagram, take over their social media accounts while they're working and 2 months after, and like, don't let them see it. Don't let them be a part of it. Don't let all these fans and bots, and don't let them hire bots. And it's like, oh, like who knows, but it does. And then to try to figure out who was really behind it. And who, I mean, remember the whole Diane Jenkins thing and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Was they believed that Diane Jenkins hired bots to, or hired haters or whatever, to go after Garcelle's son. And she, my understanding is, she went so far to hire attorneys to then, you know, file a lawsuit so that Meta would have to show who bought these bots, but she would need Garcelle to also go on it. And Garcelle's like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. Why wouldn't you want to know?
Yeah, I'd do it.
And of course, Diane Jenkins wants to clear her name because she's like, I never fucking did this. I had nothing against, but it like happened right after they had a little spat on the show.
Yeah, I remember.
So everyone's like, oh, it must be Diane Jenkins' account or her camp. And it was a big storyline and it said a lot about racism and it said a lot of awful things. And this, you know, boy was the subject of this cyberbullying. And it's like, what was really the truth? Like, what you think is the truth is not, you know? It can be one person that's hiring all these people and you know, interjecting this stuff. It's very easy to do in this day's world. And you think that this stuff is true when it's like, oh, my God.
It's usually the one that's pointing the finger. It goes back to Shakespeare. He doth protest too much. It's the one that's saying, oh, it's you, it's you, it's you. It's usually the one that literally is trying to place the blame elsewhere. It's like a magic trick, you know?
Yeah.
Look over here while I do this over here. And I think it's all, the problem is we're so far down this rabbit hole with so many of these fake accounts and stuff. It's just so hard to tell what's real. You just have to literally, like, just live in your light. You have to tell the truth at all point, hold on your camera, and you know who you are, you know?
I don't know. I love the show. It's sad. It would be interesting if this ever cracked open and maybe it wasn't coming from each other and they could get together. But I say expose it all. Tell the truth. If you were a blogger that was getting information from a particular housewife,
just
you know,
tell.
That was the enemy. Like, just come clean. Come clean with it and let us know the truth, because it is really gross. And, you know, and we want to know. We want to know because we watch and spend hours with these people. We want to know the truth.
It's horrible, too, that what everybody forgets about this show more than any of them is there's a real family involved.
Yeah.
That's a real family. That's a real rift where these cousins aren't hanging out together.
Yeah.
Those kids were adorable together. You know, I mean, they'll find their own way because kids always do find their way back. I don't know about the sister-in-laws and the brother, but
yeah.
You know, it is. It's a tough thing. Plus, respect gets into it.
Yeah, the Italian.
It's our whole bravado. So it'll be really interesting. You'll call me while this season airs, I'm sure, because
we'll
there'll be a lot
talk. Moving on, Kim Kardashian, with all this Kim and Taylor stuff.
Yeah.
She posted a photo with Taylor Swift's frenemy Karlie Kloss recently, and I think this type of stuff, whether you're famous or not, is so of today's time of posting, hanging out with someone that you know is, you know, your enemy or frenemy or whatever, your enemy's former friend that you remain friends with, and you're like having a good time and you put it out there knowing that either the person will see it or the fans will somehow, even if you're no longer following that person, you've blocked them, the fans will take a photo of it and let you know that your former two best friends are hanging out and they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. I would say that, listen.
And of course, she knows what she's doing, but even for the normies do this.
I would just think that at this stage, Kim, who's elevated herself, trying to go to law school or did go
I think,
to law
I feel
school,
like got, that's got over with.
Right. Clearly it is.
Yeah.
clearly. No busy attorney that I know has time to go back and forth on Instagram with someone.
Yeah.
I also think that she's really missing the boat as a mother of girls, because her girls are going to go through this. And all this, not to borrow from Taylor, but that's bad karma.
Yeah.
And her daughters clearly have a parent that has a mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
I keep tapping on the table because I'm Italian and I feel like flipping it. We'll get to Teresa later. but literally, I think that it's just so, like, at some point, you know how she should win? She should totally just soften up and be like, you know, I did do some bad stuff. I'm sending all my love, I was wrong. I support
Yeah, but
women.
What she has to say, though, is that...
Kanye Forster.
Well, Kanye Forster, or I did edit it, or I wasn't really aware of it. What she would have to admit to, I think, would be stickier than just what she's doing.
I don't even think she has to admit.
But
she
I
should
don't
just
think she should post this photo. I think she should just do what she's doing, say everything's great, distract people with a new, you know, Skims bra.
Yeah.
And like just, but if you're really going to put this to rest and be like, hey, this was a shitty thing I did and why, and here's the juicy scoop behind it. I didn't know it was edited. I got the edited version myself. I didn't really remember. We put it out there. We didn't think it was a big deal. The fact that she's been thriving for years, I didn't know that it still affected her. Apparently it did. And that's why this stuff needs to stop. Like, if she did that, then I think people would actually really gain a lot. But I think there's a risk in admitting that you maybe were, that you did a premeditated
No, there's no risk
thing.
In the truth. Just dead it. Take your lumps and move forward,
okay.
And you'll gain more. The other thing is, though, is she maybe she's doing this because you have to really understand that her kid's stepmother is walking around in nylons with her vagina out.
Right.
With ace bandages on her feet and, you know, her like we're all watching this.
Well, let me tell you what's going on since we're just talking about it. Let me just jump ahead to my Kanye stuff.
We're all watching this. And I just don't understand. Like, we say we want to see something, say something. This girl never says a word in public. She used to be a very vocal
articulate
architect.
Yeah, articulate.
She can't speak to her family. Her family's trying to reach her. It's kind of like, you know, albeit, I'm not saying it's exactly like it or anything. I'm just saying that when I watched the R. Kelly documentary, her family sounds like those people, like we used to talk to her.
I've gone back and forth. First, I was like super concerned for her.
Okay.
And I was like, where is this girl's family and friends? Then I was like, maybe she's in on it and maybe she's getting paid almost to be this, you know, maybe she's been convinced like, hey, this is, you know, what do you call it? The kind of art that's performance art. And I'm going to be part of it. And we're not really a couple or whatever, but I'm getting paid all this money. So when I decide to leave, I'm going to have a couple million in the bank and I can do my own thing. That's what I'm hoping and praying. But the longer it goes, the more I'm going back to my original thought, which is yours, in that she really is in a brainwashed, weird, sick relationship and her family cannot get to her.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying. I mean, I understand that fashion sometimes is wacky. Okay. But when you're just randomly on a Tuesday at Chili's with your whole butt hanging out, you know, I it's not fashion anymore.
Ordering the espresso martini
you're sitting
from
on the,
Sheena
on the
and
booth
Katie.
And you got to put, right, with their huge cutout of them at every Chili's so Brock can repost it.
Yeah.
So it's so great. But, you know, it's just, it's enough. Like,
yeah.
Then let her say it.
Right.
Let her say, this is something we've crafted. Let her be like Yoko Ono.
I've talked about the ace bandages around the feet, you know, at Disneyland. And I really think that is what bothers me more than anything because, like, how much your feet must hurt not to have, like, normal support.
Yeah. How about her breasts? At some point.
I know. Those real boobs need a bra.
Yeah. Like, forever. You're chafed. You're walking around.
I wonder if
around.
She could get the Skims bra with the nips. She's probably dying for it. Jeez.
I just wonder what she wears in front of North. Like, we see what they put on her, but like, what happens at the house?
I think when they do anything with the kids, she is not in the nylons.
Yeah, I think they put her in the closet. That's what I think. I think he makes her go sit in the closet and contemplate life.
Well, this story, the newest story is, I don't know when this happened, but Kanye jokes about, he was doing a podcast and he was saying how he joked about punching a man after an alleged Bianca, his wife's sort of wife, I don't know if she is, sexual assault incident.
Okay, wait.
So at the Chateau Marmont, which is where I saw them, the night that I met Brittany, December 16th, or around that date, they were also there.
Okay.
In a corner, I did not see what she was wearing, and I did not approach them, and I did not talk to them. So I don't know if it was this night or what. It wasn't like a crazy busy night.
Was Michelle there from the Valley with that mysterious director that you have to tell me? Because I know you know who it is, and I've been trying to figure it out.
Well, let's get to the Valley in a minute, but okay. I don't know who that is. Okay. I can't.
All right, we'll figure
it out. I think Michael Bay is a better choice than Quentin Tarantino. And that's what people were guessing.
What about Brett Ratner?
I mean, just...
We'll go later. We'll get it later.
Oh, God, I hope it's not him.
You never know.
Anyway, right, we're going to get back to the Valley in a minute. But the people at the Chateau Marmont said, yes, this did happen, that somebody groped her and then he punched her, but then it was actually... He actually ended up punching the wrong dude, a TMZ source said.
Because they were twins. Identical twins. And, it's a bad 70s sitcom.
But everybody should take... He didn't see it. She went and told him, somebody groped me. He went and punched a guy. It was the wrong guy. But the Chateau Marmont is saying, you know, we believe that it happened to Bianca and we'll believe women. And it was very...
Well, you can believe it, but it wasn't him. He has an identical twin brother that happened to be there, and he punched the wrong twin. That's what happened.
Maybe.
For real. That's what happened.
Wait, I'm not joking. Oh, wait. That's part of the story?
That's part of the story.
Oh, wait. There were twins there?
There were twins.
Oh, I thought you were
joking. That's what's hysterical about it.
Oh, my God.
This guy came out and goes, I didn't do it. There's a guy that's a twin, he's the one that's he's an identical twin, and he goes, I got punched. Maybe my brother did it. Maybe he didn't. But I did not do it. He goes, he must have punched the wrong one. So this guy not only threw his brother under the bus, but he came out and said that.
It's so funny that you bring up twins. I'm going to bring up my twin story.
Okay.
11 sets of twins are graduating from the same Pennsylvania high school together. I don't know that they're all identical, but 11 sets of twins so they're like, we don't know if there was something in the water. Of course, you know, IVF, you have a more likely chance of there, but a lot of people, you know, have twins naturally. I find twin stuff so fascinating. One is that your brother could be punched by...
If
you're identical. Also, if you're identical, you have the same DNA. So someone could murder somebody and leave their DNA there and they wouldn't know which twin did it.
Right.
So you could, you know.
That was a phenomenal Law & Order SVU episode. I saw
guy
didn't know he was separated at birth from his identical twin. And they came and got him. And they were like, you're a rapist. You're da, da, da. And he's like, no, it wasn't me. And then turns out it was his twin brother who was upset because he had gotten adopted and the kid had grown up in foster families. Crazy.
Wow.
I live in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I can confirm this story.
Yes.
I don't know about 11 sets of twins from this place, but I will tell you that at the small Catholic school that I sent my son, out of 28 children, there were 3 sets of twins.
Really?
3 sets of twins. Yeah.
And were they fraternal or identical or mixed?
The 2 boys were fraternal. The 2 girls were fraternal. And the 2, there was a boy and a girl.
So those are always fraternal, obviously. Fraternal. Also, I thought this was really interesting. Identical twin sisters married identical twin brothers. So genetically, their offspring are not cousins. Their DNA is sisters.
Yeah. It's funny you're in this twin. I've been going down the conjoined twin thing ever since
married. I'm obsessed with the conjoined twin situation.
Yeah. I mean, ever since and it was a big week for conjoined twins a couple weeks ago because the other ones
passed.
And
then those 2 other ones are killing it on TikTok.
Now they're doing
out of nowhere. Now they're doing Q&As.
Yeah.
Because I said, I don't think there's any other conjoined twins that are walking. No pun intended, but they can walking together around the world. And then people are like, no, there are a few others.
Oh,
and so then that's where that came about. But with this one, I think it's so great that they found other identical twins because they're like, we were best friends. We went to the same college. These twins went to the same college. I don't know if they went to a twin convention or what, but they found each other and they fell in love. And you want to be really, I think it is really hard when someone marries a twin that's that close to their twin. Because they want to be really close to their twin, especially when it's identical.
Yeah.
And you like shared a sack and you're the same sex and everything. So it's so great that they can all be together.
I just hope they all stay together.
Yeah.
That is the problem with it. They have to all stay together.
Like live in the same
house.
Well,
I just mean no divorces.
Yeah, you're right.
No divorces. There's nothing that's going to be amicable. You're never going to get away from it. It's going to be a horrible thing. It's not, you can't separate. I'm sure that's brother, sister, too, regardless. Like, I mean, without being identical, but specifically with them. I also think that what's amazing with these stories is that I grew up in Ohio, okay? Twinsburg is where they have the conferences.
And oh, really? How cute.
Yeah, so all these twins from all over the world.
And that's where a lot of them meet and hook up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the little people convention. Yeah. Right.
So, what if you're a little people identical twins and you married other little people identical twins?
Stop. You're going to make my brain explode. I literally will never get off. Between that and bulldog puppies, I'll never get off that. Because, you know, bulldog puppies, when they go in the water, they just sink because they're so cute. They can't swim. They just.
Oh.
It's the cutest thing because everybody has to go rescue them. But my
new favorite thing on TikTok. People know that I love a military homecoming surprise. Military, I'm coming home.
Stop, I cry.
And I also love dog stuff. So somehow TikTok now has turned me on to, they brought it to me like a gift. Military dogs in training. I can't. These German shepherds are with these hot guys doing training. And the dogs even have like blindfolds on for their training. And the guy with all his muscles is going through like with machine guns looking for stuff. The dog will be in between his legs ahead of him doing this stuff. And talk about the comments that are hilarious because the comments are like, as my dog gets tangled in its own blanket, like what's my dog doing? Like these dogs are like helping the world. Like it is
scooting its butt across the carpet.
Oh my God, it is so amazing because I take Pilates and my private Pilates and my girl Amanda, she has a little dog who helps. He thinks he's helping with the Pilates. So she's like, this is amazing. I'm like, don't underestimate the Pilates dog. That dog gives me instruction. Like, that dog is looking at me like, you keep going, Heather. No, but it is so cute. Yes. So, okay. So going back, you said those bulldogs drown. What else?
At Twinsburg, the twin stuff. So I don't smoke, but, you know, nothing gets people to do, but I always wanted to take someone and smoke them out and take them to Twinsburg, but not tell them.
Yeah.
That it was a twin convention, so they would just be high walking
so
around.
So confused.
Just freaking
like,
out.
Like, am I in the Twilight Zone? Did I just see that person walk by and then this person walk by? Oh, my God. I love
Maybe
it.
Maybe we could do
okay,
that.
Okay, so then this other thing that's going on is twin. There's a challenge going on social media about a twin telepathy challenge. So they put twins.
Okay.
I've seen it with two little boy twins that are like, you know, two. And then these girls are, one has brown hair and one has blonde, but I think they might be identical. I don't know, identical.
Like
they said
them,
identical. Yeah. And they put them with a door between them and they say, just do these things. Lift one foot, they both lift the right. Do a pose, they both go like this. Think of a number and 1, 2, 3, they both say 6. It's crazy.
But maybe they're born on the 6th.
No,
maybe,
but I mean, no, you gotta watch it. It was like,
okay.
Like out of the 10 questions, 8 were identical.
But what
the way
good
they
does
dance,
that-
they could do a dance and they both do the same dance.
Well, that's great. But what good does that do the world? Only it only benefits those two. That's the thing about telepathy. Like,
yes.
Figure out how to harness it for all of us. I like that. But I also think that if you and I spend enough time together, you know what we're thinking.
Like, right.
I mean, there's easily readable.
Yes, there's times, well, actually, not thinking, but my sister and I. When we went to Cabo for her birthday and we left this house and to go like, let's go into town. And we're like at some town. And I say to her, I go, ugh, why did we leave the mansion? And we started to laugh so hard, like crying, laughing. And her other girlfriends were like, what is so funny? And then for some reason, that just made us laugh more and more and more because it's like, a weird thing that you have with like a best friend or a sister, and we're not identical, but just like why that is so weird and funny, or like because she was thinking like the same thing at the same time, but I said it. So it was one of those things. Okay. Kanye West plans to launch Yeezy porn.
There you go.
He is getting together with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband to do this. So his name's Mike Maz, and he was a producer in the adult film industry, Stormy Daniels' ex-husband. Anyway, they're having business meetings and they, you know, and all this other stuff to get it together. But to remind people, Wes' addiction to pornography became public knowledge when he shared explicit content during business meetings and allegedly showed explicit photos of the Kardashian to employees. So then he got into his religious stuff.
Yeah.
Now he's back saying, I might as well just do porn and sexual and all the stuff. And they're going to build their own studio to do it called Yeezy Porn.
Tell me when the last time he put out any music is. Pete Davidson era, right?
I don't know. Did he? I always feel like there's new songs and stuff. He showed up at Kylie Jenner's ex boyfriend or
Tiger
father of her no father of oh. her kids, Travis, and when people heard like the one note from his song and he came out, I mean the place exploded.
Okay,
so like I think people love his music. They know he's like off his rocker. Whatever. But now this latest thing, I'm just like, what? I mean, Kim must hear this and just be like, I don't even know what to do with this anymore. Like, I you know.
But let's be honest, it all is part of it. That's he had fantasized about her when he saw her video. He said it in his stuff. So that was all part. This is all part and parcel of this guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, make your money while you can. But you know that there's going to be, I would just say,
but why do you have to? You don't have to make this money. So it's like, why are you doing this? But that.
It's all coming, though. It's all that, whatever it is that is coming for people who do bad things to people, even if you don't, there's going to be allegations and they're enough to take you down. You can't be in this industry just jumping in now.
Yeah, yeah.
The way he is. And marching your woman around naked and stuff like that without there's going to be some kind of allegations coming. I'm not saying he did anything. I'm just saying it's going to look bad. And by the time you extricate yourself from that, I mean, look who he's already associating himself with, Stormy Daniels.
Well, this is Stormy Daniels' ex. And by the way, I'm a fan.
Which one?
I don't know, but I'm a fan of Stormy Daniels. Okay.
Well, I love
And I'm excited for her to come on the show. And I'm a fan in the sense that I read her book years ago, and then I watched her Peacock documentary.
Oh, I did.
And it's very interesting. It's very interesting because they're filming it, and they're not supposed to be filming it. They're not supposed to be filming anything because she's going through all the stuff.
Yeah.
With, you know, the being given the money and it coming out and everything. But someone just said, we'll film it, and if we get to a place legally that we can share it, then we'll have it. If we don't, we don't. And you see the Avenante guy, Michael Avenante, the attorney guy, you know, going on TV shows with her and getting her a book deal to the point where he screws her over on the book deal. Ugh. And she is suspicious of it. But in the doc, she, you know, marries this guy. And I don't know if this is the guy. She marries this guy who is a musician, but then she says, you're the only one I want to have sex with on camera.
Okay.
So I need you to be a porn star now. So then he becomes a porn star. And then all this stuff happens and that all the Trump stuff happens and that causes a big like rift in their marriage. But while she's going on tour, she ends up having an affair with the documentary guy.
Oh my God, I have to watch it.
It's good. And so I have a lot of questions for her. So
yeah.
I reached out and we're going to try, you know, I think she's a little busy right now. I think she has to.
I'm sure she is.
I think she has to testify. I don't know what's going to happen with all that. But I'm like, maybe when after that's done, then she can, you know, speak freely about what she's been through and all of it. So yeah. I don't know if this is the guy who's the father of her kid or if this is like a previous husband she had.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. I'm like, I was friendly with. You know, I lived in that stripper colony. We've talked about that before.
Well, to remind the audience.
And so I moved into an apartment building that had 7 units. It was myself and a young black attorney, and we were on the upcoming. The other ones were strippers in various stages of their career. And the older Magda one that used to go to Hemet and dance on Monday through Wednesday and smoke.
She had the bad nights.
Yeah, it was out. Like, it was. And then
This was in LA, obviously.
And the one who hoarded animals, she was like a hoarder of animals. So like free flying birds and rabbits and dogs and cats. It was like a whole menagerie up there, but she was absolutely stunning, beautiful. And then, you know, they're just, it was an amazing, the one that was the environmentalist, but had double G breasts and like would ride to work in those like golf carty type electric cars.
Oh,
you remember
yeah.
those?
Jax has up. One now in the valley.
They
yeah.
shouldn't be allowed to work ride on the streets, but she would pull over and pick up garbage. She had one of those little things like prisoners do.
Oh, yeah.
To pick up garbage on her whole. She would
like
leave
community
for work.
Service. Yeah.
yeah, she would leave for work. She was so sweet. It just
keeping the streets clean before she cleans up it. Then she picks up all the dollars with the
yes.
same thing. That's very convenient. This is kind of
Aww.
Sad and interesting, but Anne Heche, her son, says that the estate, you know, she was the actress who was, I don't know, having a psychotic episode or something,
yeah.
speeding, crashed into a house and died, caught on fire, right? And
right.
then died. And a lot of conspiracy theories about that, of why that may have happened to her. But then the more convincing one is that exactly what I said. She
Correct.
Had a, you know, was having a psychotic episode. Her son, who's only 22, is the one in charge of her estate, and there's $6 million in debt, and they cannot cover it. So basically, he's not really going to have anything. But what's interesting is that she had a book come out that I guess was about to come out before she died, and that has only brought in $25,000 because I guess people were not that interested in her book.
That's bizarre. I'll bet you also, too, they didn't put any press or promotion behind it.
Yeah, it said sales for Heche's posthumous, is that how you pronounce mm-hmm. it? Memoir called Call Me Anne, We're Not Strong, and claim that its total income is estimated to be less than $25,000. And that happened August 5th, 2022. So.
Well, he should document this. I know it's painful.
Document what?
This whole situation. He should have a documentary about this, like a series.
Yeah.
About this because... This
about,
is the problem.
About his mom passing or not having any money after being an
the
actor.
The whole thing. Because
right.
people assume that when you're on television, like
right.
there's a million times, and I'm not lying, and I'll say this with all humility, that I'm on television and I'm probably one of the brokest people on television.
Yeah.
You know, COVID killed us. COVID was hard for a lot of people. It broke their finances.
Mm-hmm.
My husband had a stroke before then. We had medical bills. So there's a lot of people assume because you're on TV, they see none of the expenses. They don't know that the government takes this, your agents take that, your managers take this. It costs to travel. You do this, that, whatever. You buy something. So it'd be interesting
yeah,
to
they
hear
said
this story.
Some assets have amounted to $110,000. However, creditors claim totaling over $6 million, and the anticipated value of the combined inventories and appraisal says there's, you know, they won't be able to pay the debts.
She didn't get an exit package.
So he's going to end up like with nothing.
That's heartbreaking. She didn't get an exit package from Ellen. I almost said Helen.
I don't think so. They were not married.
Yeah.
I don't think she went for palimony of any kind.
Yeah.
Then after that, they were together so long ago. It was after that that she met this 22-year-old's father.
Right. And then they divorced.
And then they divorced. Yeah. So that was just a very long time ago that she was with Ellen. So,
yeah.
This is kind of interesting. This Disney character actor claims she was fired for posting a Snow White. So, you know, she was in her outfit or whatever. And she was like, hey, you know how like everybody has like every Gen Z person that has a job has to let us know what their day is like. So it's like, hi, follow me for a day in the life of being a nanny for a really rich person who is, if they ever see this, will probably fire me. So I wake up, I separate the grapes, and then I take the little girl to the park. And you're like, why am I paying you so much money for you to like do TikToks while you're working for me? Same thing with like chefs and all that. Though
yeah.
I like their content, so I don't want them to stop. But Disney is like, we definitely never want to, you know, people have like Disney characters have like died like while working. And they like go through this thing where they put like a black, like walk around and try to cover it. And like don't want to call the ambulance or anything.
Yeah.
Because they don't want the illusion that like Dopey or whatever died, like or
well,
was sick.
Well, and you see that face? If you're posting, I don't know if that's the one that posted, but let's just pretend that's her.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just pretend that that's the one because I don't know.
Yeah,
Your little girl sees that. And that there are 47 Snow Whites. You're not the only Snow White.
Right.
You can't do every shift 7 days a week. There are, I don't know the 47, but there's a bunch of Snow Whites. So if my little sweet angel were to see that, I don't have a daughter, but, and that's who she's expecting. And then the other one comes out who doesn't look exactly like that. You can't trick all kids. That's so, they'll be like, I drove all the way here and that's not Snow White. And then she'll be like, that's Snow White's sister. That's an impersonator. You know what I mean?
Right. So, you can't, right. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. Well, I mean, I remember my brother-in-law had a restaurant in downtown LA when I was at USC. And, you know, there was always, you know, people that were not doing well in life that would like just stumble into the restaurant.
That was me?
Yeah. And you'd have to like push them out, whatever. And so they were having a birthday party for one of my nieces or nephews. And this girl walked in and she looked very, you know, cracked out and suspicious. And she went into the bathroom and I'm like, you know, feeling like Richard Gere and Pretty Woman. Like, what are you doing in there, you know? And so I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, I'm like, excuse me, what are you doing in there? And she was like, I'm Snow White. And she was. She was just getting ready, but she really looked bad before she got in her outfit. She was hired by my brother.
That's crazy.
This girl, you know, is so sad that they fired her and everything. And now she's just going to like, now she went back to college and is working on her degree. And I'm like, oh, is she living in a dorm with seven little men? Like, what is she doing?
Can we also make good
OnlyFans out of this, though. Now that you're fired and you can't go there anymore, at least you can be like sexy Snow White now because you really were Snow White. You got fired for posting about it.
Can I just say this? When you work for somebody, you have to follow their rules.
Yeah.
I just read this article of this 23-year-old who had a ton of tattoos on the face, horns, whatever. Do whatever you want. Do what you want with yourself. I don't care. But when you go, she applied at TJ Maxx. And TJ Maxx.
I saw this video.
You saw the thing? She's
giving it thinking the world's going to be on her side where she was just like, yeah, I can't believe that. How hard is it to get a job these days?
Yeah. And then she went for, they sent her a very nice thank you. You didn't make the next round of interviews. She got upset and went there and confronted the manager. Why didn't you hire me? Is it because of my tattoos? Well, maybe it's this attitude.
Yeah.
This is what, we're in the public business. We're not like, there are people that you have to talk to. Like that manager didn't do anything but just show up at work that day.
Right.
And you're going to talk to her that way. Imagine a customer that has a problem because she wanted to buy the eyeliner and it was already used. Like, what is she going to do with it? You can do what you want. But I, as an employee or as an employer, have the right to not hire you.
Right.
I'm allowed to say, this is the aesthetic I want, right?
Right.
Or this is the attitude
you're
gonna that I
want. You're going to scare children. Yeah. Well, that's so funny. Okay. So this was sort of interesting. So this David Mamet, you know, was at the LA Times, I think, book festival thing.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he does not like the diversity that's been going on in Hollywood. But then at the same time, he's like, someone's like, what about Nepo babies? Because your daughter, you know, has gotten all these opportunities. He's like, well, that's totally different. And it was like, so that was kind of like, listen, you can't have it both ways, dude. You know, you can't. But his point was like, this has just gotten out of hand. But the thing about the Nepo baby thing, which that means like, you know, your nepotism. So your, you know, stars get their opportunity in there. I came across this girl just wrote an essay and she is Jack Nicholson's daughter.
Wow.
That he doesn't really acknowledge publicly.
Wow.
And it's very interesting. She's an actress. She's going to acting class. She lives in New York. Her name's Tessa Gorin. She's like, he did provide for them.
But she also got an article written about her and the average actor
She's like 28. So it's like, I'm just saying. But no, she's not boo-hooing about it.
Okay.
She's saying like, as someone who could be a Nepo baby and he has other children that he does acknowledge that she believes have gotten more opportunities than she really has not. But she's also like but also in defense of Nepo babies, which is what I've always said. Yes, that door is open to you. And the only person I really saw it happen that was like kind of at my level at one time and then skyrocketed was Tracee Ellis Ross.
Okay.
So when we were both on, got our first sketch show together.
Okay.
Lyricist Lounge. But for me to get that opportunity, I did Groundlings and stand up and didn't have any reputations for representation for years. She had a video camera in her kitchen and she decided to do a bunch of little funny characters in her kitchen. This is like, you're like, well, that doesn't sound hard, Heather. Well, this was before TikTok. So that was kind of a big deal that she had access to a camera and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then gave it to her agent as like a funny thing to give to him. And then he was like, oh, wait, you're like really funny. Let's try to get you in a sketch show. So then she got on the sketch show with me and she was very good. And then, you know, and then we went out to dinner one night and the creator of Girlfriends happened to be there and was like, ooh, that's my Joan. She was the lead in that. That's who should be perfect for this. And then, of course, she killed it in Girlfriends. She's killed it in everything she's done since. But she did have the articles and stuff written about her as this quirky actress that's now graduated from college and is Diana Ross's daughter. But no one keeps giving you parts unless you can
it.
But yes, did she skip a bunch of steps that I could not skip as far as getting an agent? And I mean, to be able to be represented by William Morris because your mom picks up the phone or does, or maybe your mom doesn't even have to pick up the phone. Like, that is amazing. And so she was saying in that, like, no one should downplay the talent of a Nepo baby. No one's saying that, you know, Jane Fonda isn't talented. She's clearly very, very talented and has lived a life of many talented roles. But yes, her, you know, and
well,
same with Drew Barrymore.
There's just no way to, there's no way to tell. Look, if I, if I'm the foreman at the factory.
You're right.
And my nephew is applying there.
Right.
Odds are he's probably going to be treated well. At least he'll get an interview. It'll be up to him if he gets in or what, you know what I mean? Like you have
same with like firemen too.
Yeah, so it
and
is
someone who
is.
Grows up in a family of firemen also not only knows about the jobs and knows about the risks of the job, but also kind of knows the lifestyle of the job. And so they're like, and sometimes the talent is there too.
Look at real estate. Your parents were realtors. You you know a little bit more about it.
It is in your DNA sometimes your interests and your talents.
Yeah, that's very
and
true.
And you're like, you have a science brain. Do you have a math or you have a more literary brain, even if you weren't raised in a home where everyone's a writer or whatever. But anyway, with this girl, she said she did get to meet Jack Nicholson. If you know, she did see him on occasion, but she always felt like she said it felt like when you go on a date with someone that you know is not interested in you, but you still get through the meal. And he just was never interested
in her. I always felt
her.
Bad for Larry. I love, you know, I love basketball. I always loved Larry Bird. And then he went on after he left the Celtics to coach for the Indiana Pacers. And apparently he had had a daughter out of wedlock, at least allegedly. And this girl used to sit right behind the bench trying to get him to acknowledge her, the story goes. And she looked like Larry Bird with a wig on. So it really, like, I don't know that you needed a DNA test. Either that or she just had the same exact genetics. Maybe somebody in her family, maybe her mother slept with Larry Bird's cousin and then said it was Larry just because maybe their genetic family genetics are strong. I always do feel sorry for those kids that were the celebrity baby that didn't get the life that some of them got.
Well, her mom was a waitress that he met. And she said, you know, when she was at her like all girl private school or whatever her high school was, because he did pay for like a nice education and stuff, you know, her mom would show up in the Juicy Couture outfits and they knew, people knew that like, oh, you have the sexy, cute mom that, you know, was able to have a little dalliance with, you know, Jack Nicholson. And but she's like, we both study the same kind of acting and she's into acting and they both have the same kind of sense of humor that she's gathered. She just doesn't have a relationship with him, but he has a relationship with other kids. And, you know, Owen Wilson, I just saw a photo of Owen Wilson. He has three kids, all from different women. And he's seen with his two sons, but he doesn't have anything to do with his daughter, allegedly.
Yeah, it's goes around. Like, sometimes that stuff happens. There's that singer, Brian McKnight, who's raising his...
Oh, yeah, what's the latest story with that? I just saw him talking about something.
Yeah, he's married to a woman, and he raised her children.
Okay.
But he doesn't acknowledge, apparently, his own children, allegedly. And then when he did come out, he said that they were selfish and greedy.
Oh.
So it was really... Listen... Family dynamics are messed up. And then when you have the public eye and money about it, and it's just always, there's just families. That's why I always laugh, like, God bless Meghan Markle, but what, oh, they were mean to you. Honey, that's in-laws. Like, yeah. That's how it works. There are people who have the same exact blood. Those identical twins will probably be fighting in a decade. You know what I mean? Like, people
hopefully
fight.
Hopefully not the conjoined ones, because that's hard to get away. this is a trend I saw, which is very interesting.
Uh-oh.
So,
beards?
No. What did you say?
Beards and guys who look like Chris Bassett?
No. It's... Women are asking, well, first it started out with someone on the street would go up to women and say, if you were left alone in the woods all by yourself, would you rather be left with a man that you didn't know or a bear? And predominantly, like, every woman said, I guess a bear, you know? And so the point is for, like, and this has happened with me, with my own husband, where he would be like, I just don't understand. You know, these women, like, if Bill Cosby did that to me, the next morning I'd be at the LAPD. And I remember I just said to him one day, I go, well, let me just ask you, when was the last time you were scared ever?
Yeah.
Like, walking to your car, walking into a store, being a white 6'3 man. Were you maybe 11? Like, when was the last time?
And,
like,
even
my sons will be like, you know, we'll be walking and there's someone that looks a little unsavory coming down, where I'm like, let's cross the street. And my son will be like, oh my God, Mom, like, trying to act like I'm, like, judgy. And I'm like, first of all, dude who's 6'2 and, like, has never worried about anything in your life because you have a very plush life. Let me explain what it's like to be a girl. We are scared every minute, every moment, walking to our car. You have to get in the car, lock the door. So anyway, in saying this.
Especially because we watch and listen to true crime podcasts. Yeah. And then I do one, so now I don't trust anybody.
Right. I know, it's true. You think about all the things, and you're like, oh my God, how someone was, I'll help you, or believing that someone's like, you know what, someone just hit the back of
your
car.
Is that your dollar?
Yeah, or did someone just hit the back of your car, come out with me, you know, so I can show you what this person just did. And you're like, oh my God, thank you so much, and then they kidnap you. Anyway, but in this... It's really interesting because in the two videos I saw, the woman is with her, filming her husband, and they have a little daughter. And they're like, hey, if you had to leave little Jennifer in the woods with a man or a bear, who would it be? And it's really funny because they don't know the challenge. They're just like,
okay,
well, what do you mean? Who's the man? Well, you don't know the man. It's just a stranger man or a bear. And all the men, after thinking about it, are like, a bear. Maybe she'll just be raised like a cub or something. Like, and they're like, don't you think that's sad that you would trust a vicious animal that can be vicious more than a strange man? And then it's like, and all these men are now realizing, in that kind of like, okay, if they didn't get it before, like, oh, now I get what it's like to be a woman, because I didn't really get it until you made me put my daughter in that position. And having to decide.
You have to go with the man. A bear will kill you. You will at least have a chance to live and escape and work through whatever
trauma. That's your opinion, but
that's for me. I travel by myself all the time. It's petrifying. It's petrifying. You have to fight through fear.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I tell, like, women will say things to me all the time, like, how do you do it by yourself? You just got to fight through the fear. You got to always have a plan of what you would do and know that maybe you can't you might get me, right? You might, because I'm old now and I can't, you know. But you should try to be prepared for it. Take the iron out of your closet at the hotel and sleep with it next to the bed. So if someone tries to get in your room, do all those things.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's a good one.
Yeah, take that towel and roll it up to stick it through the door so they can't. You stick it through that little thing that goes like this, and they can't open it. Now, everybody laughs at me. I also look for bed bugs, too. But everybody laughs at me and, like, you're... But how do you think I survive? I fight through the fear. You right. have to keep moving. Otherwise, you'll never go anywhere.
Right.
You'll never do anything. So those kind of things, yes, maybe the bear would take you in and cuddle. Also, the bear may just rip your jugular out and it'll be over in 36 seconds. The man might be nice.
But
what about the odds?
Also, but the man also might use and abuse you for years, and that's a lifetime of trauma.
Yeah,
so
but
maybe
what I'd, about your husband, my son? Like, well,
it's a what if we're never going to get.
Yeah,
but the point is that
not all men are bad.
Right. But the point is it makes people think, but they said not knowing the man, you don't know the man. This was another thing I saw.
Uh-oh.
It came across.
I see a tiny house and I'm excited. So can go keep going.
No, this was like such a weird story. It popped up. This girl started this whole thing called the Trade Me Project, and she was on Ellen. I never followed it.
Oh,
she wrote a book.
Yes.
And it was like, I'll trade you for a bobby pin for this. And the whole point was to get to a house. And she got to a house where someone traded her for a house. I don't know how it happened.
Yes.
And she got the house and she goes, now I'm going to give it to someone who really needs it. So somebody did the trade, whatever. She found this girl who was 19, who had a boyfriend or a husband. And everyone's like, oh my God. And everyone's loving it because she has this huge following. And they all, here's her Amazon wish list. And she shows the video of the girl moving in. Oh my God, it's a cute little house.
Yeah.
And so now she does a follow up a year and a half later. And the girl who gave the house and was like, I need to do a follow up because apparently the girl that she gave the house to has done a video not so nice to her. So she's like, let me tell you what happened. Through DMs, someone who followed my story is like, hey, I want you to know there's all these Amazon packages that are at the house and they're getting soaked. They're wet. You know, they're going to get wet. No one is taking them in. So she reaches out to the girl that she gave the house to. And the girl's like, oh, I'm in North Carolina, but I'm coming back. I just had to leave or whatever. She's like, okay, well, and she finds some other follower in the neighborhood to go every couple days, take all the packages and bring it to her garage.
Okay.
So then there's all these packages for this girl and she never comes back to the house. And she keeps writing her like, are you going to come back to the house? Oh, I'm trying to get my driver's license and this and all these. And she's showing all the...
Like she's getting catfished by a scam artist.
Yeah, but I mean, the girl did move in for a month, but then she didn't come back for 18 months. Finally, the other Good Samaritan who's like, I've got all this stuff that's great. They give it all to Goodwill. They're like, too bad. Like, I can't keep this in my garage. I don't hear. Finally, you know, and all the correspondence is very nice. And finally, the girl's like, look, obviously you're going through stuff, but, you know, and she's paid for a gardener and made sure the lawn is clean. Finally, she just goes into the house. Okay.
Okay.
And it's disgusting. From 18 months ago, the girl spent 1 month there and destroyed it in 1 month. Trash everywhere. Trash in the closets and everything. And so people are like, I mean, this girl was on Ellen. Oh, my God. All somebody needs is just, you know, a beautiful chance. And it's so unfortunate because you don't want to lose hope in the humanity of the people that do get an incredible gift like this and really do cherish it. And really do take great care of it. But it's so discerning to hear that. And the girl's crying and she and her husband or boyfriend clean it up for 24 hours and put it together. And now they're going to, you know, find someone else who can enjoy it. But like, my God.
The problem with those things is that people don't understand their blessing sometimes when they're standing in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever given you a house?
Yeah.
No.
Everyone's like, my God, the people that would just die for this.
No one ever gave me a she shed.
I don't know why she picked a 19-year-old or how it worked with the trading. Because I'm like, I would have picked a single mom that was on a list, you know, for subsidized housing or whatever. And like, okay, so I don't know. But I guess it had to work with the trading. But anyway, that was kind of interesting. Did you know that Ryan Seacrest had a girlfriend for 3 years and they broke up?
No, and I don't care.
Moving on. Did you know that Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, I'm kind of shocked. They did this movie, Anybody But You.
Yes.
And it did pretty well as like a fresh romantic comedy. And I thought they also were in love and fell in love on set. They're now coming out saying, no, that was all a publicity ploy. They were never a couple. I love that they're telling the truth, but I'm like,
I love it, but I hate it. Yeah. I mean, it's your truth to tell, and that's great. But like, let us believe it. I mean, at this point, I need something sweet. Well, I want to know that Zendaya is still with Tom Holland.
But then I guess they would have to have like a fake breakup or something. And so they were just like, oh, it was just all publicity.
No, you just have to never confirm it, really. You know what I mean? You can have dalliances. You can have all those little things.
Oh, here's my new merch, by the way. Sorry my happiness triggered you.
I love it.
You can get that at heathermcdonald.net.
Lean into it. You should turn that over and it should be my face because I always have your back.
I know. You really always do. Okay. Well, tell everybody where they can follow you again and go see your shows.
Pescatelli.com and then The Cop and the Comedian. That comes out.
Yes. Such a juicy podcast. So fun. Thank you. Thank you, Tammy.
You're a delight.
Thank you. You are too.